Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are broadcasting live from inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. Folks, I've got news for you. Do you know which bank was named Best Bank in Georgia by Forbes? You're right. It was Renaissance Bank. And that's not the only Best Bank award that Renaissance has won. They won the 2021 America's Best Banks list. They were named by Time Magazine's Money.com as the best bank in the South in 2019. So this latest award from Forbes just continues the tradition that they've established as being recognized as a terrific bank for customer service, branch services, all the things you're looking for in your bank. Now, if you can't give a similar award to the bank you're at now, I suggest you go to renaissancebank.com, find one of their local offices, and go in and check them out. I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Katrina Kamisiak. Katrina is the corporate giving manager with the Atlanta Humane Society. Katrina, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's great to have you. And folks, you can tell we're not live on site at the Atlanta Humane Society. There's no barking in the background. We really are at Renaissance Bank. But Katrina, let's talk a little bit about the Atlanta Humane Society and how you're serving.
Yeah, so the Atlanta Humane Society has been around for 148 years. So we are one of the oldest charitable organizations in Atlanta. And we believe that the relationship between humans and animals has a very deep significance. So we want to be able to connect people with animals and also be able to keep them in their homes where they belong.
That's great work. Yeah, and I didn't realize that the Humane Society was 148 years old.
Yes.
Wow.
It is an old organization.
Wow. That's amazing. So I want to get into the great work you do there, but let's talk about you first. I mean, you've got an interesting background. Talk about your journey before the Humane Society.
Yeah, before the Humane Society, I was actually a sea lion trainer. So I traded the sea dogs for the land dogs and now working for Atlanta Humane. But I traveled all over the United States working with sea lions at different zoos and aquariums. And then I ended up in Atlanta at Georgia Aquarium in 2015 working with the sea lions there and starting that program. So it was an awesome experience, very grateful for everything that was given to me from that.
That's awesome. Now, there are a lot of young people that maybe have that as their dream, right?
Oh, that was me. I was that little girl who was like, I want to be a dolphin trainer when I grow up. And I made it happen for myself. And it was a great experience. I went to college, studied psychology, which most people would think you would study marine science for that, but that's more of the research field. Psychology teaches you positive reinforcement and training, and that's what the aquariums are all about.
That's awesome. So besides getting a psychology degree, why don't you give some advice to young people that want to follow that career path?
Definitely follow it if you want to do it. It is an amazing field to be in, and you really connect with people who are compassionate and want to help animals that aren't able, their environments are kind of depleting because of humans in a sense. So a lot of the sea lions are at the aquarium are rescues. So getting involved in volunteering once you are able to at a zoo or aquarium that's close to you, and then eventually doing internships and sticking with your dream. It's really amazing.
That's terrific. So Katrina, let's get to the work of the Humane Society. And I think it's important for folks to know that adoption is, I think that's what people think about when they think about the Humane Society,
but
it's definitely more than that.
Yes, we are way more than adoption. And it's really great when people tell you stories about when they adopted an animal from Atlanta Humane. I myself have adopted a great dog from there as well before I even worked there. But we are a lot more than that. We serve our community in different ways, and one of which is low-cost veterinary care. We've opened up to the public last year with very transparent pricing, and we want to be able to help people who are of all incomes keep their animals safe and healthy. We also have statewide programs where we work with different statewide shelters, as well as we have a disaster relief. So back in 2020, when Hurricane Sally hit, we helped with a shelter that got destroyed from that and came up with 150 cats and kittens and brought them to Atlanta to help.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. And then we also have a cruelty investigation unit, which helps with animal protection. So a couple weeks ago, or a couple months ago, rather, in April, we had 33 dogs that were in deplorable conditions. And we helped with the local sheriff there, helped bring those animals in. And we have an amazing shelter medicine team that works with all of the animals that need that extra special care.
And when you... when we say the Atlanta Humane Society, it's not just Atlanta. I mean, your work, it really expands beyond the city limits of Atlanta, right?
It definitely does. We are leaders in the Southeast region, and we want to help out with anyone. We're a local organization, so we're not an umbrella of the Humane Society of the United States. We don't receive any state funding, so a lot of what we do is based on donations and corporate support to be able to support all our programs. And one of the great things is since the pandemic hit, we started a free pet food program. And that in its inception, we've given out 73 tons of food to our community.
Wow.
A lot of food.
Wow. That is awesome work.
Yes.
Katrina Kamisiak is with us, folks, and she is a corporate giving manager at the Atlanta Humane Society. You mentioned the national organization. So what is the relationship there between the national organization and the various state and local organizations?
So there isn't, it's not a larger umbrella. It's all the local organizations are just that. They're local organizations that are running from just themselves. And it's truly amazing when you can have partners like the Atlanta Humane Society who work with the smaller county shelters and be able to help them out whenever they need, especially when it comes to medical conditions for animals, because we do have that amazing shelter medicine team that has seen it all and has done it all. And they're completely amazing individuals who really help with our animals, and we're able to support that because we have a great animal hospital in our shelter. So we're very lucky to have that.
Awesome. Now is that animal hospital in the North Fulton area, or is that in another one of your other facilities?
We have it at West Midtown as well as Alpharetta.
Okay.
But our public facing veterinary center is in West Midtown.
Got it. So I'll hopefully get done with asking this question at some point in the next few months, but I have to ask pretty much everybody that comes on. Let's talk about the pandemic and how the organization fared during the pandemic, and some of the challenges you had to deal with.
So the pandemic created an opportunity for our teams to think about how traditional sheltering works. So we really expanded our foster care program, which is an amazing network of volunteers that are foster caregivers that open up their homes to animals that either have a medical condition, are too young for the spay and neuter, or have a little bit of extra behavioral needs. And we were very fortunate enough to send hundreds of animals out into foster during that pandemic because we were closed to the public, and it offered up an opportunity for us to then do virtual adoptions. So we weren't stopping adoptions completely. We kind of changed gears and pivoted like everyone did last year, and were able to still offer up adoptions, but it was a little bit of a more unique experience. And it also allowed the animals to get out of the shelter and into homes before they eventually reached their forever home. And we kind of continued that as well, and started a foster first program where you can foster an animal up to 14 days to decide if it's the right fit for your home, and then hopefully adopt it. If not, hopefully we'll find another animal for you. But it really kind of solidifies that when you are adopting an animal, that we want to make sure that it's the right fit, because once an animal reaches their forever home, we want them to be able to stay there where they belong.
Yeah, you want it to be a forever home,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Right. Now, one of the things I read recently, which dismayed me, because we're dog and cat lovers at our home, is that a lot of people had adopted pet. This is not here in Atlanta, but it was some other part of the country. A lot of folks had adopted animals during the pandemic for companionship, and then now that things are lightening up, they're returning those animals. Is that, are you seeing any of that here or not?
We fortunately are not. So that's
awesome.
Great. And if people are, that I call them the pandemic puppies.
Yeah.
If people adopted during the pandemic and they're finding a little bit more of a difficulty, a lot of it is separation anxiety, because that pet's so used to having that person in the house. And so we want to provide resources for everyone so that their animals can stay there. So we have separation anxiety resources on our website. We have people you can talk to and ask questions about. We also just partnered with Barking Hound Training. So if anyone needs training for their dogs, they can go there as well. And they give a discount, especially for our AHS adopted animals.
That's awesome. Now, can anyone take advantage of this? I mean, even these services and the resources that you offer on your site?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You don't have to be an adopter to look at our resources on our site. So just go to atlantahumane.org and go from there. There's a ton of different resources for every need, from a cat, kitten, dog, puppy, whatever you're looking for. We are there for you.
Terrific. Now, let's get to adoption. For those that are interested in adoption, I assume that you have reopened the facility and folks are allowed in now?
Yes, we have reopened our West Midtown last November, and our Alpharetta location has opened up June 1st. So we are opened and ready for people to adopt animals. And actually this month, every Tuesday at our Alpharetta location, we're doing a big love for the big dogs. So it's free adoptions for dogs over the age of 1.5, I believe, and over 40 pounds. So those big dogs need love too. So.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what happens when someone comes in to adopt? They walk out with some services that have been performed, right?
Yes. So all of our animals are spayed and neutered and up to date on their vaccinations. And then we partner with VCA clinics throughout the Atlanta area, and you get a $250 voucher to go to a VCA clinic. Mm-hmm. And that will cover anything from if it's a puppy and still needs a couple of its vaccinations, or a first animal's visit. And so when you go into the shelter, if you find an animal that just you connect with, you, we just like you to spend a little bit of time with them. And then you talk to an adoption counselor. And once you go through that little interview and all of that, you get a folder with all the information of your pet and what are the next steps. And then you get to take that pet home that day. It's really fantastic.
Now, what makes for a successful adoption?
I think just people who know what they're getting into. And that's the most important thing, is that pets are in another family member. So just making sure that you know that it does take a lot of work, and that you're going to provide the care and love for that animal, then that makes you a really great candidate.
Yeah. That's terrific. Now, we are, Business Radio X, and we've got a lot of business, owners and executives that listen to the show. Let's talk about how businesses can get involved with the Atlanta Humane Society.
Yes. Hello, business people. You're my people I'm looking for. So our corporate partners are a huge lifeline for us. They provide sponsorships and partnerships to be able to run these programs and help us support our community. And so there's a lot of different ways to get involved with that. And it can be anything from a corporate service day, where you have some of your employees come in and volunteer and help help out with cleaning kennels or walking dogs, and just really getting on the front lines of what it is in a day in a life at a shelter. And then there's other opportunities like sponsoring events that we have throughout the year. One of which, if we have any golfers out there, we have a big golf event coming up in September, and it's at TPC Sugarloaf. So a very beautiful, very exclusive course.
Absolutely.
So we have some foursomes and singles available for that. So if you're interested, golfers, go to atlantahumane.org/golfclassic, and it's our third annual one. So it's our third year doing it. So we're very excited.
And you offer some opportunities for corporate service days, correct?
Yes, we do. Okay. Yeah. So that's where we'll have employees come in and see what it's like working at a shelter for a couple hours and get to spend some time with some very cute animals. And right now we're at a limit of 5 volunteers for that, for a shift.
And so are these good opportunities for team building for that?
These are great opportunities for team building.
Yeah, right.
And what's better to boost team morale than puppies?
Sure.
So if anyone's interested in that, you can contact me and I'll set it up for you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you mentioned the golf tournament.
Yep.
Let's talk about other events that folks can look to over the next, between now and the end of the year. I mean, we're taping this show here as of July 2021. We may have folks that listen to it in September, October, but let's talk about other events they ought to be looking forward to as the year goes on.
Sure. In August, towards the end of August, we're going to have a double your donation day. So those are going to be 3 days long. It's the 24th through 26th, and all donations are going to be matched. So look forward to that. And it's really great to see that that all those donations not only will be doubled, but will go directly towards the animals that we serve. So that's fantastic. And then as far as other events for this year, just take a look at our website, and anything that will come up, we'll have that on there under our events. And you can also sign up for emails as well. And you'll get specific emails for events that we have going on, adoption specials, whatever you're interested in, you can choose to sign up for those emails.
That's terrific. Katrina Kamisiak has been with us, folks. She is with the Atlanta Humane Society. Katrina, this has been great, and I'm delighted that you were able to come in and share with us. Let's get to the most important question, though, which is, folks that would like to be in touch with you, how can they do that?
Sure. You can email me at ckamisiak. It's a mouthful for that last name, but it's ckamisiak at atlantahumane.org. And that is the best way to get a hold of me for any questions that you have, if your business is interested in getting involved, or if you simply have an adoption question, I can help facilitate that as well.
Awesome. Katrina Kamisiak with the Atlanta Humane Society. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It was so much fun.
Yeah, thank you so much. And folks, we'll have links in the show notes. So if you're driving, don't worry. don't get in a wreck or anything. We'll have Katrina's email and contact information in the show notes. Hey, folks, just a quick reminder that and challenge to you, if you're ignoring your pet at night because you're working on your books or you're working on an administrative task in your business and you'd rather be over there on the couch petting your new adopted dog from the Atlanta Humane Society, I've got an answer for you that involves office angels. Pick up the phone and call the chief executive angel there, SES Gabito, 770-442-9246. She's got a whole team of angels that have been around together for 21 years that what they do is fly in and get the job done and fly out. And that job may be administrative task, bookkeeping, any number of tasks that you're spending time on in your business that really somebody else needs to do for you. So give her a call or go to officeangels.us and check her out. I think you'll be glad you did. And I endorse her because I use her services myself. And just another quick reminder as we wrap up here on this edition of North Fulton Business Radio, That is the search term for all the major podcast apps. We're on all of them. North Fulton Business Radio, again, is the search term. We would love it if you would go on, give us a 5-star review, and subscribe to the show. It helps folks find the show so that they can use, we want them to be able to use the services and products of those that we have on the show. We want them to be able to come adopt a dog or volunteer at the Humane Society, folks. So it's not about Business Radio X. It's not about me. It's about highlighting our great guests. So if you could do that for us, we would appreciate it. So for my guest, Katrina Kamisiak, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.